funny how life turns out sometimes, and this is definitely a problem I never thought that I would have. When I started at this company, I was the fresh-faced young woman who knew that I had to play the game, and if I want to get ahead at work, you just have to make sure that you're friends with the right people, you know, make sure certain people knew about my work, and I always kept my focus and kept my head down, kept my nose clean.
That's great advice to give to others. Play the game.
Yeah. And 80% of the time, if you can somehow figure out how to play nice in the sandbox, a lot of other things can be overlooked. So you can keep your job. And I have managed to work here for over 10 years through thick and thin.
Good for you.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
It's been tough. You know, it's been tricky navigating that. During this time, I've actually befriended a guy that I thought was one day going to be my boss.
Oh.
His name is Corey, and I did everything that I could to be, you know, best friends with him.
You wanted a friend in high places at one point, huh?
Right, yeah. You know, have that friend in the proverbial corner office who can always, you know, be looking out for you. And, you know, early on, I made sure that Corey and I were tight, and I was never physically attracted to him, but I may have flirted a time or two just to kind of keep things interesting.
Mm.
You do what you have to do, but I definitely didn't expect that I would start to have feelings for him, even though physically he's not my type.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that kind of took me by surprise because I just, you know, I like who he is as a person, but I didn't want to necessarily see him naked. You know what I mean?
Boy,
I
we you. Can relate, right, Des?
Wait.
Totally.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. I mean, I know that sounds mean, but it's true. And the thing is, in a strange turn of events, I am now Corey's boss. And I've been his boss for the past 3 years.
You go, girl.
Thank you.
So you wasted all that time sucking up to Corey. What a waste, huh?
Yeah, it turns out I did not need to befriend him in any way, but I'm glad that I did. To make things worse, recently Corey has gone through sort of a sudden transformation. And like, I had no idea what was hiding underneath all those buttoned-up shirts.
Oh.
To be blunt, Corey is hot. You know, I've seen his pictures on Instagram, and now it's like really messing with my head.
Because you friend-zoned him, and now all of a sudden you're like, oh, why do I have tingly feelings?
Yeah, I want to get into a different zone.
Exactly, right. And I mean, now the thing is, like, he's making, you know, certain comments lately, you know, asking if we can be more than just friends. And said he's okay being a friend with benefits. And he's just really turned up the flirting tenfold. And I don't, you know, I don't hate it.
But you're his boss. What is he thinking?
Yes.
I know. This is why it's really terrible. But now, you know, I'm also just wondering if he's doing this to sort of like turn the tables on me. Like, is he trying to play the game back at me? Is he trying to save his job? Because everyone knows that layoffs are coming in December, and it's been a really rough year for us, and some people will need to go. And as a manager, you know, I know that his name is on the list, and I have the power to remove him from the list. But now that things are, like, kind of getting to this level, I'd kind of like to have a relationship that wouldn't have to be reported to HR.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So you think it's a good idea that he make it laid off just so that you can hook up with him later?
The thing is, he is someone who will definitely be able to land on his feet and get another job somewhere else. So you shouldn't feel bad for him because he's very talented. He's very smart.
But maybe he doesn't want to lose his job. Maybe right. He doesn't want to have to start over and build up his status in the company. You're his friend. Like, literally, before he got hot, you're friends.
So does this make me a terrible person that I want to let him go so we can be more than a friend?
Well, this would be a good way to know if he actually wants something from you or he just wants to keep his job. But it's a really bad way to get there.
Yeah, true story. Oh, boy, if he loses his job and then just forgets you, then you know the truth, huh? I mean, that is a really good litmus test. But
that's a big one.
That is a big one.
Why are you looking at me?
How hot is he? No, just kidding. Pretty hot, right?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, to let somebody get fired so you can sleep with them later, that's bad.
Oh, boy.
I wonder how many other people have ever been in this predicament. Well, regardless, we'd love your opinion. This is disgusting. I'm disappointed as a woman executive. If this is a man calling in saying he was considering not laying off a woman who reports to him because he wanted to sleep with her, we would be tearing him apart.
True.
Same goes here. Gross. She needs to put herself in check. He is playing her. List this idea. He's not a dummy.
It's true.
Really? You just think that that's what's going on? She's a terrible person. She cannot lay him off just for a chance to sleep with him. But technically, he was on the list already.
Yeah, she's just not going to do anything about that.
And then somebody said, do they work for Blue Cross? They always lay off in December over the holidays. Don't be so selfish. Besides, office romances happen all the time. He can get a job in another department or you can. Then it will be okay to have a relationship.
Oh, and that's a safer, nicer way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Do not sleep with him while he's your employee. As a female, you instantly lose power when that line is crossed.
Well, and don't you think if he does get let go and she doesn't do anything to stop it, he might just be mad because they were friends.
Yeah.
He might just straight up be like, you know what? You didn't have my back.
Right.
Not like, oh, I guess now that I don't have a job there, I can sleep with you.
Do you think he really is interested in her? Because after all these years, they've known each other for 10 years, yeah. And now suddenly he's like, hey. I mean, if he does, if they do work for a place where layoffs are you know, pretty expected this time of year, don't you think he is playing her? Isn't it obvious?
Yeah, I think that it's so close that it definitely is obvious.
There is something about it, though. Maybe he didn't have the confidence to, like, hit on her.
Mm-hmm.
And now he did get the confidence when he went through this transformation. I don't know. I could see that side too.
Do not date your subordinates.
Probably a good rule to live by.
This lady needs to list herself. What a B, somebody said.
Wow. Oh. Just straight to the point.
Yeah. No relation until he's laid off. I'll bet you anything. If he gets fired, he's gone.
Never talks to her again.
New number, who dis?
Exactly. Like, you didn't have my back. You didn't help me out.
Right.
You didn't support me. Why now do you think I want to date you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you didn't, I don't know. I would feel any trouble trying to have confidence in her.
Well, if he's already on the list, it's because he could be let go of.
Right. Like,
right?
There's a reason, probably.
They're going, he's expendable. So, for that reason, probably just let him go. Because if you try to keep him around,
that could look bad, too. You'd be playing favorites.
Right? You didn't put him on that list. He's on the list. So
you pulled him off the list, and all of a sudden he does an even worse job, and it's on you now.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
If he's, you know, if he goes, then maybe try to have a relationship with him.
Pursue after.
After.
And if nothing comes of it, well, he was playing you. Yeah.